Happy Friday. This is KJZZ Sun Up. It is your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman, your host for this podcast, a daily digest of the news events here from Arizona. On this Friday, it's another Friday the 13th for the second straight month. Either way, the weekend's coming, and let's check the news. Arizona lawmakers tend to vote in lockstep with their party on water issues, but when it comes to Colorado River cuts, they may break ranks and put the interest of their districts first. From the politics desk, Cameron Sanchez starts off with that.
Arizona is in the midst of Colorado River negotiations and will likely take a serious water cut. State lawmakers will vote on the deal, but some legislative districts will be much harder hit than others. At a local GOP meeting this week, Representative Alexander Culloden said Republican leaders are already worried about fracturing.
There's a sheet that's handed out by leadership that's talking about, oh no, we don't want this to split the caucus and put the districts against each other.
Culloden represents Scottsdale and added that rural lawmakers are forming their own group to negotiate on river cuts. He told his constituents they need to be on guard.
Guess who's getting the shiv in the back? Us, if we're not really, really careful.
Democratic and Republican water leaders in the state Senate say they're also worried lawmakers will be split on a district-by-district basis. Cameron Sanchez, KJCC News, Phoenix.
The federal government awarded a contract worth up to $700 million to a security contractor to operate a planned immigration detention facility in Surprise. As Wayne Shutsky reports, the contractor already staffs Florida's controversial Alligator Alcatraz Detention Center.
The Department of Homeland Security contracted with Garda World Federal Services to retrofit and operate the immigration detention facility the agency is building in Surprise. The Canada-based security and defense contractor already provides staffing at Florida's immigration facility in the Everglades. But the Tampa Bay Times reported little is known about its experience running large-scale detention centers. The company has also faced allegations that its armored car company and overseas security service do not provide adequate training for employees. Arizona's three Democratic representatives sent letters to DHS and the company asking whether it is qualified and how it will ensure the facility is safe to house people. Wayne Shutsky, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The Commerce Department is investigating whether Mexico's exports of fresh winter strawberries to the U.S. violates fair trade practices. From the Fronteras Desk in Hermosillo, Nina Kravinsky has more.
The U.S. International Trade Commission determined there's a, quote, reasonable indication that unfairly priced winter strawberries from Mexico are hurting U.S. farmers. That comes after a complaint filed late last year by the Florida-based Strawberry Growers for Fair Trade. The investigation could be the first step toward tariffs on winter strawberries from Mexico. Last year, a similar complaint from Florida growers led to new double-digit tariff on tomatoes grown in Mexico. Arizona imported about $2.8 billion of agricultural products from Mexico last year, according to the University of Arizona. Much of that was fresh produce. Nina Kravinsky, KJZZ News, Hermosillo.
Well, Thursday night, board members for the Arizona State Schools for the Deaf and Blind tabled a decision about proposed salary changes. As Bridget Dowd reports from the Education Desk, critics of the move say the change would discourage experienced teachers from working there.
ASDB uses a salary schedule that pays teachers more money based on their level of education and years of experience. That scale used to go up to 25 years, but under the new schedule, teachers would only be rewarded for up to 10 years. It brings the top base salary down from about $100,000 to $65,000. That seemed to set off alarm bells for board member Michael Gordon.
So literally somebody who's has a doctorate, who's been there 10 years, is going to make 66 grand.
Gordon said with schools already struggling to recruit qualified teachers, he doesn't see that being realistic. With new contracts going out Friday and teachers having 30 days to sign, the board hopes to get more information and call an emergency meeting to make a decision on the change. Bridget Dowd, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A multinational human rights commission held a hearing this week that looked at the Trump administration's practice of sending migrants and asylum seekers to countries other than the ones they're from. From the Fronteras Desk, here's Alisa Resnick with that.
Almost two dozen rights organizations from the U.S. and elsewhere presented to the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights this week in Guatemala City during a hearing about so-called third country deportations, which are done through deals the U.S. has made with almost 30 different countries. Margaret Cargioli with Immigrant Defenders Law Center says the commission heard from migrants like a Venezuelan man sent to CECOT, the maximum security prison in El Salvador.
We're at the one-year anniversary of that moment where we saw those men getting off the planes, and it's a time to really commemorate what happened to them.
The Trump administration used wartime authority to send at least 240 Venezuelan men to CECOT without due process. Almost 85% had no criminal convictions in the U.S. Elisa Resnick, KJZZ News, Tucson.
Progressive activist Kai Newkirk is looking to unseat Representative Greg Stanton, his fellow Democrat, in Arizona's Congressional District 4. Newkirk said Democrats need to be more aggressive in their opposition to President Trump, and he argued Stanton's just not up for the fight.
We've seen a number of our other representatives in state government and in the federal government and Congress that have been out there with us, and Greg hasn't shown up once.
Stanton has positioned himself as a vocal opponent of the Trump administration, including pushing back on the president's tariffs and joining other Arizona Democrats to call on the administration's aggressive deportation efforts. But Newkirk argues Stanton hasn't done enough to fight back against Trump. He's also criticized the congressman for his support of Israel during the war in Gaza. Well, today is the final day of a social services event for veterans at the state fairgrounds. It includes satellite courtrooms so former military can clear their records of fines, fees, and other minor legal issues. Matthew Casey has details.
Maricopa County Superior Court Judge Scott Blaney presides over one of the courtrooms. The 28-year Army veteran who served in Iraq, Afghanistan, and elsewhere asks fellow soldiers how they ended up here. If a veteran wants their probation to end early or have a past offense labeled a misdemeanor, Blaney decides yay or nay.
It helps them get things like driver's licenses. It helps them get things like housing, education, all the things that they need to once again be independent like they used to be.
Nearly 160 court hearings were held last year during the event known as Maricopa County Veterans Stand Down, and about 200 former military members received judicial services. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, students and teachers in the Tucson Unified School District are demanding more ice protections from its governing board. Nora Hagigi has more from Tucson.
And I have an updated number of 1,387 signatures from Tucson Unified School District employees.
The TUSD Teachers Union presented a petition to governing board members this week requesting preventative measures against ICE that would involve student input. Itza Esparza is a senior at Pueblo High School, where a community meeting was recently held to plan for ICE preparedness. She addressed the board Tuesday.
There have been so much student work against ICE, but I don't see the district helping much, which I would appreciate more help.
While agents have not yet entered school grounds, the district has provided mandatory training for staff on ICE preparedness. Superintendent Gabriel Trujillo says the majority Hispanic district has now distributed Know Your Rights cards in additional languages like Arabic and Swahili that explain one's right to remain silent when approached by officers.
That's Nora Hagigi reporting from Tucson. Former state lawmaker Travis Grantham says he will not be running for Congress after all because he has been called to active duty with the Air Force. Once again, from our politics team, here's Cameron Sanchez with those details.
Last year, Grantham threw his hat in the ring to run for Congress in District 5, which encompasses most of the East Valley. But duty called on Grantham, a lieutenant colonel with the Arizona Air National Guard. The Republican announced Wednesday that he's been called to active duty, but told KJZZ he couldn't comment on the reason for his deployment. The U.S. is currently at war with Iran. The district's incumbent, GOP Congressman Andy Biggs, is running for governor rather than seeking re-election. Former Pinal County Sheriff Mark Lamb is also running in the district with President Trump's endorsement. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
In sports, Devin Booker, a season-high 43 points. Jalen Green added 36 more as the Suns beat the NBA worst Pacers 123-108 last night in Indianapolis for their fourth straight victory in Indiana's 11th loss in a row. Suns make it 2-0 on their six-game road trip. They're right back at it tonight to play the Raptors in Toronto. College basketball, Braden Burry's had 21 points as Arizona beat UCF 81-59 yesterday in the quarterfinals of the Big 12 men's tournament in Kansas City. The top-seeded Wildcats advanced to play Iowa State in the semis this evening. In football, day after his official release from the Cardinals, the Vikings signed quarterback Kyler Murray to a one-year contract. Murray is already owed nearly $37 million by the Cardinals for this upcoming season, enabling Minnesota to get him for the veterans minimum of $1.3 million. And that does it for this edition of KJZZ's Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast on this Friday, March 13th. Stay away from ladders and black cats. I'm Phil Latzman. Have a great weekend, and we'll do it again on Monday. Talk to you then.